Howdy, howdy. Happy New Year. 2017 was incredibly tough, but it was great. Came out, healthy, no injuries, and I learned a lot. I think I grew as a leader. I grew as a leader, handling different situations. The leaders before me, they had adversity like this as well, and it was just my time, and I felt like I handled it, as best as we could do. Great group of guys. It's kind of sad that, this is my last game with those guys, and you would like to, go out and win, but that's just part of the sport. Like to get the win, last game of the season, but, that's just been the story of this year. Good thing about it, though, is, now it's back to 0-0, and I'm anxious about that. I'm ready for that. Ready for everything to be back even, and ready for the Super Bowl to be over with so everybody can be back even. We're all back grinding again. So we made it out healthy. Tough year, like I said before. Played great defensively. Some young guys stepped up and developed as well. Those guys are going to be big for us next year. And, 2017 was trying, but it was great. It was great for me. I can't sit here and, complain. I did a lot of stuff this year. It was great. 2017 was great for me.
Vaughn, Happy New Year. Before the game, did you guys see the Adam Schefter report about Vance Joseph? And if so, was that discussed before the game in the locker room?
No, Adam Schefter before the game? No. that's a good one. I didn't see it. But, Adam Schefter, if Adam Schefter, I don't know. I wasn't expecting that question out here, but I don't know. I really don't. I've said it before. VJ's been great for us. All the coaches have been great for us. Personally, for me, Coach Plug has been, one of the best coaches I've ever had. Coach Smith and Coach Plug are right there together. It'd be unfortunate to let Coach Plug leave. I feel like, he's a part of me. Coach Plug, I've been working with him. He's really seen me develop as a player. He knows me, but it's not in my hands. Coach VJ's job is not in my hands. You would like to see those guys, turn it around, and we go to the playoffs or the Super Bowl next year. But it's not in my hands.
Avon, since your Super Bowl MVP performance, you haven't been back to the playoffs. How much of that is a motivating factor as you go forward? I know you never wanted to, quote unquote, waste any seasons in your prime.
I mean, last year I had, when we didn't make the playoffs last year, I attacked the offseason. I came in, I did everything individually that I could possibly do to come in and have a 30-sack season. And, that's the beauty of our sport. It's not a individual sport. It's not tennis or golf or even basketball. It's a group of guys, and everybody has to come together for a common goal. And, with my success this year, I still could have did better. I still could have did a better job of picking other guys up. I could have played better. It was some plays that I left on the field that, I've made before, and I've changed the game around before. I've said that in the post-game interviews in previous games. But, it's really not, time to, point the finger. It was a tough year. I'm blessed to be able to come out of it healthy. All of my teammates are healthy, and we just go back to square one and work, and I'm anxious for it. I did the same thing last year, and I'm going to attack this offseason just the same.
Vaughn, Happy New Year. What were your impressions of Patrick Mahomes?
He was great. He came out there, and it wasn't a surprise. He's a quality quarterback. He's the quarterback of the future for the Chiefs. He came out and made some great throws. He's a rookie, still got out there and played lights out. We had some wounds out there, and he still, came through and played. So, hats off to, Mahomes. He's going to be the quarterback of the future. He's going to be a great quarterback, great scramble ability. He can scramble and throw the ball. And, he's going to be a great quarterback. He's young right now, and, next year is going to be year two for him. He's going to be a great quarterback. He's going to be a great quarterback in this league.
You've dealt with a number of coaching changes already. What is it like when you think about the possibility of dealing with another one? Is it difficult to think about?
Yeah, I don't even think about it. The same question that I had right here, it's just – not out of my hands. I'm gonna have to put in an application again for a front office job. If I start making you know, decisions like that. It's just not up to me. I'm a team guy. My role is to bring the locker room together, bring all personalities together in the locker room. That's my role. That's what I'm gonna do, and that's what I'm gonna do. You know, going forward. I can't really comment on that because I don't have, you know, any. This is not up to me. I would like to see him come back. Like I said before, I support VJ. VJ's been great for me. He's been great for this team. I mean, you would like to see him, you know, get another shot at it. But it's just not, you know, that's the type of world that we live in.
Von, Derek Wolf said, no matter who the quarterback is, he felt the organization needs to make a decision about that and start the year with that sort of stability. Do you agree with Derek on that? Do you think that's an important thing to just know who your guys are?
I didn't understand. What's the question?
Do you think it's important to just make a decision as an organization who the quarterback is from the get-go rather than have a competition and have the position up in the air in terms of improving the team?
I mean, I feel like we did that. You know, Trevor Siemian won the job fair and square. You know, things happen. Trev get hurt, so you put the next guy in. Things happen, you put the next guy in. I mean, we did that. I'm going into the season starting 3-1. I mean, I'm feeling like we're going to win the Super Bowl. You know, it's not even – who's the quarterback is not even a question. And, you know, things happen. Life happens. And, you know, we got a Super Bowl champion quarterback that's leading the whole organization. You know, it's obvious issues. He's going to take care of that. I've got all the faith in Elway. Whatever it is that needs to be fixed, he's going to take care of that. He's a leader. When I was going through my contract negotiations, I trusted him and believed in him then, and I trust him and I believe in him now. You know, so he's a quarterback. You know, I like to think that I'm a quarterback. You know, and I run around and throw the ball, but he is a real quarterback, play quarterback, the GM of the Denver Broncos, and he knows how to pick quarterbacks. So everybody has a job, and I'm 100% sure that, you know, he'll continue to do his job. Thank you, guys. Happy New Year.